Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. We do actually have a variety of things that are in the news to talk about, but we've been discussing today's protest. It was unannounced. It was secretly planned and successful given the circumstances, which is to say it was a cold and rainy day here in New Hampshire today. But we had a good time. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Andy.
And nobody.
And, of course, you're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, this is a first as far as the corona crazy crackdowns are concerned. The New Mexican governor is apparently shutting grocery stores down. So we'll tell you about that coming up here in...
This does not make sense.
Yeah, this is crazy. But, of course, it's been a crazy
year. For the greater good.
Just keeps getting worse.
For the greater good.
So
yeah, because, you know, hey, if you can't get nutritious food, that's the best way to stay healthy.
Right. So we were in front of the Attorney General's house today, and so we've seen protests in front of governor's homes, right? And, in fact, we did our first one here in front of the governor's house in New Hampshire, a.k.a. His Excellency, as he's referred to in the...
Excellent!
Yeah, except not. In the various different emergency orders that he's been issuing, the 75 of them that he's issued so far. This year. We did go to his house for the first time on Sunday. In fact, we're going back this coming Sunday as well. In fact, some people are saying we should go every single week until he rescinds the orders or something.
I'm down.
I don't know how many people have actually protested at the Attorney General's house. I mean, if that has happened elsewhere, I would like to know about it. But we did that here today on Thanksgiving Day. Now, our thought was we were going to catch him off guard and that, you know, they'd be having their Thanksgiving dinner as we're outside, you know, yelling through a megaphone or whatever. We actually had a PA speaker, but we don't know for sure if he was there. Andy, you say you think he was.
He was there.
I think it's an interesting... you may be right, given the relationship he probably has, because you've got this guy. He's the top cop, right? The Attorney General is basically in charge of all law enforcement in any given state. They answer to him. And he's also essentially the top prosecutor as well. So you've got this guy who, in his job, has a bunch of power over a bunch of men and women, and, you know, that's his job, but... At home, I bet you the reverse is true. I bet you he's, you know, his kink or whatever is that he's into being told what to do, that his wife is the person who wears the pants in the relationship, so to speak.
Dominatrix kind of thing.
Dominating him, yeah. And so that may explain why she came to the window, why she went outside when the police arrived.
Come to my window.
But either way, it was entertaining, and to the police's credit, they were mostly respectful of us. They didn't get crazy and threaten, you know, us or try to hurt anybody. So they ended up showing up. They talked to the lady. We yelled a few things, or I did. I yelled a few things at her about her thug husband, and, you know, she should have a talk with her husband. And he should stop threatening people, and if he leaves people alone, then we'll leave you alone. That kind of thing, because it's totally legitimate in my mind to show up at these bureaucrats' houses. And I know that there's a lot of people who don't think that. There's a lot of people with the opinion of, if you have a protest to do, you should be in front of the state house. You should be going to their offices. It's not fair to go to their houses.
They're not there anymore.
Well, that's true.
They don't have audiences now.
Their house is the new state house.
Well, and that's an interesting point. But even if they were there, it's still legitimate to go to their homes.
Yeah.
The bottom line is they have a responsibility to respond to their constituents. And when they are conspicuously hiding from their constituents, that is an act of cowardice. And they need to be pursued. They need to know that there is no place they can hide, including behind the skirts of their relatives.
Exactly.
Well said. I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, with everything we are seeing going on, they are more or less coming into our homes.
They are.
You know, directly, indirectly into our minds, getting our families scared of us. so scared to not invite us to have a dinner, have a meal together. You know, the only way through this mess is with connection, not isolation. No way. You know, we're literally, our humanity is on the line right yep. here. This and is for the, all the marbles right here.
And connection is vital to our health, I believe. Yes. How many old people have you known in your life where there's an old couple and, like, one of them dies?
And then the other one dies.
Next week, the other one just,
yep.
the heart gives out.
Absolutely.
Great
because,
point.
You know, it's connection that makes you want to live. And if you don't want to live, your body is not going to put up a fight.
And you've got, in the news, you've got these government goons, the governors and elsewhere, telling people that they need to snitch on their neighbors. I mean, there's story after story here.
Snitches get stitches. They should be in the ditches.
The governor of Oregon telling residents to snitch out their neighbors, as according to the New York Post, who break COVID-19 restrictions by having too many guests over on Thanksgiving.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So they want you to call the cops on your neighbors if you see too many cars in front of their house, basically, is what she's saying. She limited the number of people allowed in a private home to 6 as part of a 2-week, quote, freeze for the entire state to help curb the spread of the coronavirus.
If that were our state, we'd be trying to see how many people we could pack into a house.
She said at the time, look, this is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everyone awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy. This is just like that. It's like a violation of a noise ordinance.
The difference is that noise is a form of pollution. Okay, noise is an invasion past a certain point, but someone else having company in their own home, that does not invade your property. It doesn't drift over the property line. If his guests start drifting onto your lawn, you've got a reason for complaint, but that doesn't generally happen. I've never had my guests stray onto the neighbor's lawn during Thanksgiving dinner. That I don't invite sheep.
Did you guys see in the beginning when the mayor of L.A., Mayor Carchetti, he went on TV and said, there's a saying about snitches. He said, but in this case, snitches get rewards.
Wow.
That was in the beginning of this. So this is just more of this BS, more of this condition. You know, this is just ridiculous. Whether you were wondering or not, whether or not you were going to comply in 1930s, late 1930s, 1940s, Nazi Germany, you should have your answer right now.
Most people are doing what they're told.
They always pick the worst things, too. I mean, they say... To 100 and some thousand, maybe even 200,000 from COVID, although I suspect they're lying on the numbers.
Oh, they're pumping the numbers up.
But we got guys dying in motorcycle accidents.
Even if that's true, that many people die of medical malpractice every year.
Improperly prescribed medications. Yeah. Kill a lot of people.
Meanwhile, 5 times that many die every year of tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. 1.5 million, 10 million cases. What's that, a 15% infection fatality rate from last year for tuberculosis? Did we lock down?
No.
Did we not have Thanksgiving?
No.
Did we wear masks?
People don't even think about tuberculosis.
Yeah. Nobody would have noticed.
15% infection fatality rate.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Nobody would have noticed the epidemic if the media didn't tell them about
constantly.
It.
Constantly.
When
over
I go
over
around Keene, one of the things that I always ask people, how many people do you know that are sick, and none of them know anybody who's actually sick? I've had a couple people go, oh, I know somebody who tested positive.
Is he sick?
But is he sick?
Nope.
No.
My roommate just tested positive.
He's fine.
No symptoms whatsoever at all.
Well, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who's a Republican, says Americans have, quote, no constitutional right, unquote, to refuse wearing a mask during the COVID-19 pandemic, likening it to refusing to wear a seatbelt or following the speed limit. He said, quote, it's sort of like saying I have a constitutional right to drive drunk. I have a constitutional right to not wear a seatbelt or to yell fire in a crowded movie theater or not follow the speed limit.
Actually, they revisited the fire in a crowded theater decision.
He said, we're talking about 250,000 people dying already, more than the Korean War, the Gulf War, and the Vietnam War added together. He continued, adding, which part don't you understand? You wear the mask. There's no constitutional right to walk around without a mask. We did it in 1918. I don't know why we can't do it now. He said.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
People were dying of bacterial pneumonia in 1918 from wearing masks, too.
855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
VinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
VinoVite.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
It won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial in if you want to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is the Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We are here with you. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. We've been talking about the various different government crackdowns and the encouragements towards snitching on your neighbors and all of the ridiculous Thanksgiving restrictions. And it's not just Thanksgiving. It's going to apply throughout Christmas as well. They're going to tell you to cancel Christmas. They're locking down. They're doing two-week-long freezes and, quote, pauses. We're just going to pause. We're just going to press pause on everything, all your businesses. That's all. We'll get into that.
I got a guy in London that I had randomly contacted on or he randomly contacted me on Facebook, and, you know, he tells me they're locked down till Christmas, like locked down. They can't leave the house.
You know, the armies.
I'm like, this is, you remember how everybody thought the Americans were crazy because we wouldn't give up our guns?
Mm-hmm.
This is why we won't give up our guns.
Yeah, actually, the army's on the streets in Liverpool, mandatory testing there in Liverpool, the UK. I mean, the vaccine's right around the corner that they gave a press briefing about.
Wow, does it actually liquefy your liver?
I don't know what that thing's going to do to me.
I'm not taking it.
Me
not
either.
Interested.
Oh, yeah, you try and stick that needle in my arm, I will stick it in your eye. Watch me.
It sounds like a good day to die to me, you know?
Yep. Sounds like a good day for you to die.
I'm going to go to your calls and thoughts. We actually have Larry on the line in Indiana to start things out here. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Larry, how's your Thanksgiving going? Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, just fine. I had a couple of offers, but most of the people I know are so spooked about COVID, they're trying to follow the rules and regulations.
See, that's what some people actually don't believe anyone will follow it. No. People are really scared. They will do everything they are told to do. So you were invited to a couple of Thanksgiving Day dinners, and you turned it down because they wanted you to jump through all these government hoops.
Yeah, jump through the hoops and agree with them about COVID. And then say, because my sister said, we have to be careful. COVID is killing people. But you know what that made me think about, guys? I thought about they're going to blame every heart attack and every stroke that people have from stuffing their guts this over this holiday season. Mm-hmm. They're going to blame it all on COVID.
Sure they are.
So I use that as the reason we have to have quarantine camps because we were not obedient. But the thing about it is this is supposed to be, according to what I read, for the common good.
Yeah, closing grocery stores for 2 weeks, the common good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, who decides what is good for people?
And I told you about last night, the plant down the street there, where I'm at, they sent their people down from the health department to spy on them and seen their workers outside the plant on a break, and they weren't wearing masks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what they done is brought the people in and said, we're going to test everybody in here, and if one of you tested positive, the plant's getting shut down for 14 days. No questions asked. But you know, the only thing that saved them is because they work for the Defense Department. So they can close them down.
They're essential.
Wow.
Yeah, this is so arbitrary.
Oh, they're in the business of killing people. You can't do without that.
So they didn't cut them down. But the thing about it is, all this stuff that's going on, it's not for any kind of public health effort. And we're going to see that very soon, I'm sure. I just thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I thank you for calling.
A pleasure.
Stay strong out there. Keep fighting.
It. Thank you, man. Let's go to Ingrid. She's on the line in Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Nobody, and the new guy.
His name's Andy.
Andy, hello.
Sorry.
No problem.
Never met him before.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did you get? I know you're calling for a different reason, Ingrid. I'm curious. I was actually just since you happen to call from Maryland, I have a notice that apparently was sent to cell phones in and around Maryland. Public safety alert, all in caps. Protect your family. Stay safe this Thanksgiving. And then further, wear a mask, distance, get tested. And remember, Maryland restaurants and bars now close at 10 p.m. State and local law enforcement actions take place tonight.
Oh, wow. COVID must really groove on nighttime.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, it just starts going off, baby.
Yeah, really. It's unusual for a virus. Usually they're kind of day critters.
Did you get one of those text messages from Maryland?
Yeah, I did. It was actually funny that you played that statement from Hogan. Because we actually used to be friends before he became governor.
You used to be friends with that guy?
Yeah, he would try to invite me to, like, At the time, like Ehrlich, who was a Republican, was trying to run for governor, and he would invite me to like these tiki parties at his house.
Do you think he was interested in you sexually?
No, I don't think he's interested. I think he was just trying to get elected. Yeah, a lot of our friends are pretty pissed off that he's a rhino now.
Well, I mean, I don't know what that means. I mean, what, are we supposed to believe that a normal Republican wouldn't do the same thing that all the other Republicans are doing? I mean, all these Republican governors are cracking down, with the exception of the lady in South Dakota.
She's still standing firm?
From what I understand.
Yeah. Well, Maryland is really like a heavily Democratic state, so I think like Larry's trying to like lean a lot towards the left, because I think he wants to run for president after Biden the next time.
Awful.
I think they all have their marching orders. They have a script, and they are, you know, they're following it to a T, you know? Great reset.
Ingrid, what else did you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about something serious since it's Thanksgiving. The news media in America really doesn't cover it, but you know what the underlying health reason for COVID to the ICU is?
No, what?
Being overweight.
The weight?
Obesity.
Oh, being overweight. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, a lot of people are saying, like, you know, it's racist of, like, blacks and Hispanics who are younger are getting the virus. But what people really need to do if they are overweight is to get vitamin D. Like, go outside. And if your vitamin D levels are low, you know, get a supplement.
But we're all actually vitamin D deficient.
Here's a suggestion. If you're overweight, use all your time off to get some exercise in. You know,
go to the gym.
Go.
Kick the door in.
Yeah, because it's closed.
Hey, thank you, Ingrid, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. But, you know, one of the things they've been saying about people is they're so they're depressed, right? Like, they're sitting around, they're in their homes, and they're sad, and they're upset, and they're depressed, and so they're not.
I'm eating chocolate all the time. I'm getting no play. It's not good for me.
Right. And so, look, if you don't have to drive to work, a lot of people are now working from home. Andy, you were able to transfer to a sort of online job. If you don't have to drive a half hour, an hour, 45 minutes to work and then back, well, that's the time you could, like, you know, go for a jog or do an at-home exercise routine or something like that. So, you know, you could do that. People have enough time. If you're sitting around watching Netflix, you've got time to take care of yourself if that's something that's important to you. So there's no excuse beyond pure inaction to not do that stuff. Let's talk to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm going to continue sort of my series of updates on like free stater legislation that's been sponsored in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. So for listeners that aren't familiar, we are here, most of us, as part of a migration. We migrated here from all over the United States and from around the world in a lot of cases.
And boy, are our arms tired.
So we're going to continue here because we've actually been having some serious successes here, including liberty activists like you described, free staters. That's a term to describe people who've migrated to New Hampshire, usually as part of the Free State Project. Many of whom have been elected to the state house here. We're talking about a couple dozen folks.
Not enough yet, but we're getting there.
Not enough, but way more than anywhere else, including one of our longtime supporters here on Free Talk Live, who's now one of the top Republicans. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Millions of Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts who warned of a super spreader weekend. Public health officials have been urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the auto club group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may have caused some people to follow that advice.
Especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson urged state residents to follow coronavirus guidelines over Thanksgiving, but said the government has no business mandating gathering sizes. Coronavirus cases have spiked across the nation, hitting 2 million new cases in just 2 weeks. A number of governors from California to New York have enacted 10-person limits on gatherings amid the holiday week. This is USA Radio News. Fraudulent unemployment claims from prison inmates have cost California $140 million.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have a Matrix chat server. And what is that? Well, it's a decentralized, self-hosted chat server, which means that there's no mega tech corporation that has an axe holding, you know, over the server. They can't shut us down, basically. So you want more freedom to chat? Get on over to chat.lrn.fm. That's where you can get the step-by-step instructions on how to join the server. It's available for you 24 hours a day. You can hang out and talk with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can actually create your own channels, public or private. So head over to chat.lrn.fm. You can learn more about that there. And also, we want to invite you to learn more about Divi. It is one of the many cryptocurrencies out there, but one of the things that makes Divi special, besides the fact that it's programmed by a bunch of cool libertarian guys, is that they are also making it easy to do what is called a masternode. Now, a bunch of cryptos have masternodes, but Divi is the easiest one I've ever heard of. I've done it myself. I've gone through the steps. It's super easy to start your own masternode. Now, a masternode is where you provide services, your computer provides services to the Divi network in return for some compensation, and so you can earn Divi from running these masternodes. Now, in order to run a masternode, you have to have Divi in the first place. How do you get that? Well, you can join and you can go to multiple exchanges and acquire it there, or you can just buy Divi directly from the Divi team. So if you want to get in touch with them, go to DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org, or just go there and learn more about it. But they've got a Telegram channel that you can link to right from the front page of their website, DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. We go back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave from, by the way, this is Dave from RidleyReport.com. And Dave, you've been paying attention to some of the legislation that is being introduced for this next legislative session, which, for listeners who aren't familiar, there's been this migration of freedom lovers here for the last 15-plus years in New Hampshire. And, well, we've actually been getting elected, people who actually care about freedom, people who would describe themselves as libertarian or anarchist or voluntarist even. These guys actually hold state representative seats here in New Hampshire, and like a couple dozen of them. So they're always proposing interesting legislation, and now the Republicans are taking over the legislature. So it had been Democrat-run for the last few years. Now the Republicans swept in this last election, so that usually means that they get to undo some of the worst stuff the Democrats did. And
they usually don't, though.
Actually, they do.
Really?
That's pretty typical here in New Hampshire, where the Republicans will be in control, and then the Democrats will come in and they'll undo some of the worst stuff the Republicans did, and then the Democrats, the Republicans get in and they'll undo the Democrat stuff. That happens.
Okay, because I don't see that so much on the federal level.
I'm talking about New Hampshire.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen at the federal level.
Okay. So, well, that's good that they do it here.
Yeah. So, Dave, what else? What are they proposing? You said you had some highlights that you wanted to share with us of potential laws that could be passed soon in New Hampshire.
Yeah, Max Abramson, a free stater who I have house sit for in the past, has at least co-sponsored. I'm not sure if he's a prime sponsor or not, but he's at least a co-sponsor on a bill, quote, prohibiting municipalities from requiring a license for lemonade stand operated by a person under the age of 18, unquote.
Oh, that doesn't go far enough. They should be prohibited from, the municipality should be prohibited from stopping lemonade stands for anyone.
I'm 50 years old, and if I need to run a lemonade stand to stay alive, I should be able to do it.
And for that matter, you should be able to sell anything you want as long as you're on property that you have permission to be on.
You know, and they wonder why we have problems with the economy, right? Well, it's because everything's banned.
Now, what I want to know, Dave, is was there actually somebody with a lemonade stand who has been harassed in New Hampshire? Because I've never heard of that happening here.
Not in New Hampshire. I'm guessing what's happened is somebody, you know, saw some viral video from Arizona or something like that.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I've seen lemonade stands here in Keene, and they've never been harassed by the police. So I don't know how often that is an actual problem here. But nonetheless, what else?
Another problem with that is you don't want to start, you know, we already have all these. Whenever you walk up to a bureaucrat and you say, well, what about all these old people you guys are throwing out of their homes? Well, they'll say, well, we have exemptions for old people. We only throw middle-aged people out of there. You know, so it's not good to have two different classes of people, and an age is not a good class to put people in.
Right. So go on. What else you got?
Now, there's another bill co-sponsored by Carol McGuire, who we talked about last time I called. She's a fairly powerful free stater in the New Hampshire legislature who's been in power for quite a while as a state rep. And she has sponsored one that says, quote, she's co-sponsoring this one, quote, relative to circumstances under which police officer disciplinary records shall be public documents, unquote. And you know what that's in regard to.
This is the Lori list.
Right. So this list is a secret list of bad cops that the government is trying to, you know, parts of the government are trying to hide it from other parts of the government, and some of the parts of the government are trying to get it released, and it's just sitting there. Where's a hacker when you need one?
Yeah, this Lori thing is really interesting, and we don't have enough time to really get into the details on it, but the story behind the Lori list is absolutely fascinating. It's full of corruption, and if anybody's interested in reading a really corrupt cops kind of story, look up the background on this New Hampshire Lori list. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
And it looks like McGuire has co-sponsors who are Democrats on this. She's a Republican.
Good.
And it looks like at least a partially a bipartisan bill.
Well, there's no better year to introduce police accountability legislation. You know, considering what happened over the summer with all of a sudden people caring about police abuse, you know, we've been talking about it for years here on Free Talk Live, but finally the mainstream media picked it up with the murder of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis cops there, and so all of a sudden now it's cool to be suspicious of the police. So, you know, there's no better time than now.
No,
it's about time, because we were crazy for years until we were right.
What's that, Dave?
It's not police abuse. It's racism.
I don't know what you mean.
It's police abuse.
Oh, I just mean this, you know, the authorities are trying to make it about racism, and the establishment is trying to make it about racism and divert attention from the fact that it's really about police having too much power.
Right. Well, here we're going to keep the focus on police abuse. So go ahead. What else?
Oh, no, just those two. Those are all I had.
All right. Very good. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Appreciate it, man. Let's talk to Jacob. He's in California. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, of course, some of it is about racism, but police abuse isn't okay no matter who it happens.
No doubt.
Hi, I'm trying to visit my cousin in jail here, and they're telling me I'm not allowed to because of the virus.
Mm.
And I just want to bring that up because I'd like to take action against that. It's been a few months now, and I have not been able to visit him.
That's frustrating. So you visited him previously, or he got put in jail while COVID was going on?
He got put in jail while COVID was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a misdemeanor, and he's been in quarantine. Well, they call it quarantine there, but it's just locked down, you know.
What did they put him in for? What was he convicted of?
Oh, I don't know. I can't recall.
You don't know?
I can't recall. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, that's unusual to want to go see somebody in jail and not know why they're actually there. But, yeah, that's very nice of you to want to go
there. It's my cousin.
Right, I got you. So you've tried to go down there, or have you called them, and they just told you, nope, nobody gets to see anybody during COVID?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, as far as what you can do about that is there's probably not much. I mean, you can likely try to find an attorney who wants to sue, but then you're going to have to pay the attorney probably tens of thousands of dollars, and you probably won't succeed. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but ultimately, if they're restricting absolutely everybody from going, then their argument's going to be, well, look, we're not treating anyone differently. We're not specially allowing some people to see their loved ones. We're just not allowing anyone to see their loved ones. That likely the judges are going to rule in favor, especially under so-called emergency orders and such. So I wish I had better news for you, Jacob, but I mean, you can talk to some attorneys and see what they say, but I think they're just going to, if they're willing to take your case, they're probably just going to want to take your money.
Right.
I wish you the best, Jacob. Thank you for the call tonight. I wish I had something better to say. I don't. You can't go into a nursing home. You can't go into a hospital. Even if you're family in a lot of places. You can't do these things.
This is sick.
It's so crazy. It's 855, crazy. 450 free.
People are dying alone because of this.
They sure are. 855, 450 free like freedom. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear
and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Andy,
and nobody.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. News out of New Mexico, where apparently there have been a dozen grocery stores that have been shut down statewide, forced to close for at least 2 weeks because of a so-called public health order issued by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham at a time when the state's residents are suffering from record-high unemployment and food insecurity, say critics. The order requires businesses with four or more rapid responses of COVID-19 cases reported within a 14-day period to close for 2 weeks. So they're not closing all of the grocery stores, but they are closing a dozen of them. And by the way, New Mexico is not the most populated state, so they're probably, you know, how many grocery stores there are, I don't know, but probably several dozen. But
so what do you think? Maybe they just didn't pay the right people off?
Apparently not. And so that means all those customers are going to go to the other stores, and that's going to benefit them.
And it's going to make those other stores more crowded, which means mathematically they're going to have to be closer together.
That's a good point.
But they're only going to allow 75 people inside at once, you know? They got a little person.
They probably have
that. They got a person at the door with a clicker, you know, and a mask. Yep. The mask police at the front with the clicker.
It seems
can't,
like
can't
a
come
lot.
Any further.
Seems like a lot of these business restrictions are aiming at putting more and more money in fewer and fewer hands.
Yeah, it definitely seems like that.
That's It's calculated. It's absolutely happening. It's ridiculous.
More than 25 so-called essential businesses were shut down as of Monday afternoon, including a number of grocery stores and major retailers, including two Walmarts in Albuquerque and one in Santa Fe, and Albertsons in Roswell, Smith's Food and Drug Center, and others. The state's Environment Department has published a complete list of businesses that have been closed due to employees testing positive for COVID-19, as well as a watch list. So I guess they're observing the other businesses. Access to purchase food is now limited because of another order issued by the governor requiring capacity limitations, as you said, Andy, at all stores. New Mexicans are now waiting outside, standing in line for up to 2 hours.
It's almost like communism.
Yep.
Isn't it amazing how that happens when the government takes over the economy? It starts seeming like the government runs the economy.
Red lines.
Have you seen them in Texas? 25,000 families in line for miles.
Really? Right now?
Miles. Well,
I remember seeing it at the beginning of all this.
It's happening again right now.
Yeah. So
all over the country.
According to this, the governor's office is disputing the claims, saying, quote, the state is not forcing anyone to stand in a crowded line, as you suggest. Well, then why are they doing it? It's not that
they love lines like that. It's a New Mexico sport.
Right. The state isn't forcing them, as in the state's not putting a gun to these people's heads and making them wait in the line.
No, they could just go home and starve if they wanted.
They're hungry.
Oh, yeah,
you're good catch. But John Block at Fanon Post said the governor's office claims are untrue and easily disprovable. He posted photos of New Mexicans waiting in long lines outside of grocery stores with dates and timestamps taken between November 13th and the 23rd of this month. Upon the news that limits of 75 people inside each store, retailers preemptively began limiting capacities to begin compliance with the mandate. The governor's office issued a statement to COBE 4 News TV saying, quote, there is no community in the state of New Mexico where COVID-19 closures have closed off all food and water or medicine options for any community or group of people.
They're so generous leaving a few options for people.
Every single community where the virus is forcing closures. No, the virus didn't force the closures. You guys did. The government gang forced these closures. They say they have alternate stores, alternate resources. Moreover, stores are only ordered closed for the protection of public safety when the store's staff members have an abundance of COVID-19 infections among them. Surely you and everyone in New Mexico can agree that not one of us would like to be shopping among staff that are contagious.
How does she not know that not everybody in New Mexico agrees? This is why you have to chase these politician pigs down at their house. Because they don't know, apparently. They don't pay any attention to what people actually think, to the fact that there's dissent.
Infections based on meaningless tests, right?
Right. PCR, questionable. Highly questionable.
Highly, highly questionable. I would point you to what the actual inventor of the said PCR test actually said in no uncertain terms. He said that the PCR tests are not to be used to diagnose sickness. Mm. That's what the actual inventor said. He died a couple months before this whole thing kicked off last year.
Lucky him.
Lucky him, is right? Jeez. You know, it's we have to consider that. These tests, what do they mean?
Was he a young guy who got whacked because he knew too much about how the test worked? Maybe he wasn't so lucky.
Or
did he, like, live a full life and then just die of old age?
Well, he wasn't that old, honestly. I think he was probably in his early 60s. Mm.
Because there was a really strange thing that went on over the last 5 or 6 years, and I've been watching it, which is in many different states, several different countries, there have been holistic doctors being killed. And there's been like 25 murders of holistic doctors, which I don't think that's a very common normally.
So who's murdering these guys?
We don't know. We just know that they're getting killed. Nobody knows.
That's creepy.
And almost all, and a lot of those.
It's not me nobody knows. The other nobody knows. The other guy with the same name.
You were saying a lot of those what, Andy?
I actually lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shutting down grocery stores, if there are more than a handful of COVID-19 cases, You know, as though the stores are going to let these people continue to work. They're not going to do that. As soon as they see that one of their employees has one of these, positive tests, whether the test was legit or not, they're going to tell them they got to go home.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough for the government gang there in New Mexico. No, they're going to shut entire grocery stores, entire Walmarts down, which is interesting because up until this point, the argument had been that they're favoring the mega corporations over the little guys, and that's definitely true, but now they're even closing down the mega corporations.
Yeah, see, I think it's just a matter of somebody didn't pay the right people off, which is unusual. Usually the mega corporations know exactly who to bribe. That's how they became mega corporations.
Or maybe they're doing it. They go, we're going to act like we're closing them too, just one or two Walmarts. I mean, who cares, right? They've been making billions since this thing started.
Also, and on the other side of the country, you go to Rhode Island, where Governor Gina Raimondo is tweeting out, "Beginning next Monday, November 30th, we're entering a two-week pause. This is the key to our winter strategy. During this time, we'll be able to prevent overwhelming to our hospital system without the need for a total lockdown. Here's what."
So this is our strategy. Did we all get together and talk about it?
Nope.
Did we come up with a plan to do this voluntarily?
Nope.
Or is this her strategy that she is imposing on a bunch of people who had nothing to do with it?
Yeah, that's going to be the latter on that one. So then she says, here's what the pause will look like. And she includes a little chart which shows you the things that will be open, including in-person, pre-K through 8 school, childcare, manufacturing and construction, personal services, and they've got a little clippers, like a little hair-cutting thing next to that, and health care. Limited will include in-person high school. Social gatherings will be limited to one household. So, no social gatherings.
Right. Who's that?
I didn't even say that.
Yeah. Indoor dining at 33%.
Oh, I thought there was like one household in the state where they were all going to do their gatherings. That didn't seem like a good idea.
Indoor dining at 33% capacity.
Like
early closures, meaning they're going to shut everybody down by like 10 p.m. And one household per table. Retail will be restricted to one person for every 100 square feet. Big box stores will be differently restricted. One person for every 150 square feet. So that's not a whole lot of people. Houses of worship will be at 25% capacity, according to the Rhode Island pause. And what will be closed will be in-person colleges and universities. So apparently it's fine to have pre-K up through 8th grade totally open. High school will be limited, whatever that means. Colleges will be completely closed.
If you don't indoctrinate them when they're young,
you might
lose that child. He might think for himself, and that has got to be prevented.
Offices will also be closed, quote, when possible, they say, in parentheses. Bar areas will be closed.
What do you want to bet that it's not possible to lay off any government employees?
Yep. Recreational venues will be closed. Indoor sport facilities, gyms, and group fitness, organized sports. Excludes the NCAA and professional sports.
So just increase the monopoly there.
Yeah. So anybody with their own little sports team or whatever, you can't have a game. But it's okay for the NFL or anybody else who, of course, there's no NFL teams in Rhode Island. But whatever, professional teams, as long as you're getting paid to play sports, then it's fine.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your Rhode Island pause. It's only going to be 2 weeks. Don't worry. We've never heard that before. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.